true self has been in disguise. So that means, imagine you're in early learning school. So this is pre-K or kindergarten, where you're learning and you're allowed to color outside the lines. You're allowed to do all kinds of things because you're learning about free expression. So some of us, and then we'll get to the attunement, but they really want to bring this forth. Some of us are very focused on perfection or things just, you know, tying it up in a pretty bow. Well, that prevents our growth. That prevents the journey because we're really exposing those undercurrents. We're really exposing those gifts that keep on giving, but in quotes, in other words, the old beliefs, the old structures. So those things have got to get our attention. They've got to come up and be released. You cannot release something that you're not consciously aware of. You cannot release something that you can see, that you can declare freedom from, that you can release. So they're saying enjoy the journey with allowance. Now, what that means is that you allow yourself to be silly. You allow yourself to play. You allow yourself to, they're saying, broad stroke reality. Now, what I'm seeing is sort of like, we're gonna go all the way on the pendulum, all the way to the right in order to get back to the left. Now, we may enjoy taking that journey in the left because we see that's the highest path to enlightenment. That's the highest path to our goal. So when we see us over, you know, things blowing up, things just not going the way we preferred, we want to have that allowance. We want to have that appreciation of self, that these are the times that we have been promised where we're identifying with our master self, our master alignment, and we're allowing for extraction. In other words, we're seeing truth, which means we're going to play it out in full measure. In other words, like, we're going to play out the fears. We're going to play out the old premise. We're going to play out the old circumstance. And it's just not going to feel good. This is the good news. It's not like we're just going to do it and just travel along our way. We're going to exercise divine counsel, divine premise, divine accruement. In other words, we'll see the false self. We'll see how, well, that's not what I wanted. Well, that's not in alignment with someone that's aligned with their truth. And you're just going to see it. And you just may fall on your butt. You just may have things go all kinds of haywire or crazy ways. The more that we can treat ourselves in that learning period. In other words, this is not about perfection. This is not about, oh, five steps and I'm awakened. This is about permitting with laughter, with joy, with, ah, I see it now, with permission. So if you've got little kids that are like, you're gonna let them finger paint, and imagine them being like, well, what if it's not what I want it to be? What if, you know, like all these what's? Well, then they're just going to be stationary. So you want full permission. This is like exploration time. This is really about giving, here comes the attunement. This is really about giving ourselves permission to proceed. In other words, enjoy the journey with laughter. They want me to explain the with laughter part because some of you are like, well, this is not very funny at all. It is because there's protection. In other words, we're gonna swing around. They're showing me a lasso. So you're starting off on one end, you're gonna circle around, come to the right. With my beginning example, you started off at the left, it's where you want to be, you end up all the way far right. But again, as you witness, as you identify the old premise, the old energies, which are no longer going to be unconscious to us, this is the gift. We'll see it. We'll realize it, we'll whatever we need to do. And then we come into our full exposure. We come into our full declaration. We come into our full, they're saying heave ho. So some of us are feeling that we're going backwards instead of forwards, and they're showing me the card suffering and silence. This is the time to recognize that you're on the steep slope to success. In other words, you have acquired a taste for the good life, and you have recommended yourself and been approved by your divine counsel for excellence. In other words, you're graduating. So that means that they're chuckling, that it's not just going to be about, let's just make things convenient for you. This is going to be about really releasing the old paradigm, the old structure, all of that unconscious material that's housed in the collective. Because we have the strength, and they're asking us to receive this, because we have the strength of endurance. In other words, we are each a powerhouse, each of us. Declare that, own that, pay tribute to that, acknowledge that. Everyone kind of knows that, but it's sort of like, well, you know, I sound like I'm an ego if I declare that. No, you don't. You sound like you're in alignment with your soul. Now, that doesn't mean you're better. It means that you perhaps have awareness of further acceleration or further development that you're choosing to use to honor the whole. But you cannot avoid coming into acceptance of it, because if you don't honor your power, if you don't honor your strength, if you don't honor your truth, it's like you'll keep stumbling or avoiding, or it's not ladylike, or I don't want to show someone else up, or I don't want to reveal myself too soon. Some of us are still clearing out, I don't want my head on the chopping block. So whatever it is, now is the time of clear ascension. In other words, we're clearing the debris is what we're doing, and coming into our alliance with our true consent. So as we will receive this divine appointment, as we will receive this allowance, as we will receive our holy adventure, holiness from the whole self, holy, respectful, just the way you would bow to a holy master, this is what we're understanding is claiming that holy master within self. Each of us, you guys look like a crystal to me, and within is the promised land. So as we come into alignment with our power, with our strength, with our holiness, as we allow all to come undone, they've been saying this, right, for like a week now, maybe, as we allow it all to come undone. In other words, why keep on the uniform for a program, for an activity, there we go, that we're no longer aligned to? So what we're allowing to come undone is the false teaching. And we've all agreed to this previously, because this is part of the trapping. We had to agree with it and go through the process of becoming undone, because what we're each seeking to do is to come into divine union with our divine self, our divine presence, to show others the path. So it doesn't serve us to just be this avatar. Here I am, I arrived on a lotus pistol, and I'm fully awakened. So this isn't about just demonstrating an awakened consciousness. This is about doing the excavation, each of us, because then we each hold the broadcast for the even exchange. In English, we provide the channel, we provide the leverage, we provide the attunement for others to find their way. So as we will receive our divine compensation, compensation means plugging into the light. Not that some master outside of us is going to do it for us, but it enables us. It's like, oh gosh, we just became light. So with this light, we can see the darkness for what it is. You're not looking for the darkness without, meaning what you think politicians are doing, what you think your neighbors are doing, your ex-spouses are doing. You're seeing the darkness within self, where you've been aligned to fear, where you've been aligned to entrapment. When you see it in another, check yourself out. Because what we're doing is we're healing our own way, our own resources. When we're getting triggered by something someone says, something someone does, it's like, where am I holding that false belief? Where am I holding that false consent? So as we will receive with grace, as we will receive with full endurance, we allow our true ministry. We allow our true gifting. Now, ministry doesn't mean you have to go out and have a ministry, but you do have to go out and have a ministry, because you being on earth is your ministry. Who you are, the vibration you carry, the signals that you are permitting to receive, to broadcast, to strengthen your gear, meaning it's like climbing a mountain. It's like strengthening your abilities. So as we will receive with full allotment, as we will receive with heavenly endowment, we allow false structures to collapse. Now, this isn't someone else's wall. This isn't someone else's gig. This is our own misdemeanors, where we've been in denial of our truth, where we've been in denial of our strength, where we've been in denial of our holiness. So as we will allow these energies to take hold, we have liftoff. So our future is already determined in our now moment. So when I said liftoff, what we're agreeing to right now, it's changing our future in the present, because it's all tied. It's all tied. It's like getting a tarot reading and then making a new decision about yourself. And now in the ethers, the cards are reflecting that new decision, that new alliance. So as we will receive our gifting, as we will receive our true kindness. So kindness is allowing our own receptivity. Now, they're like, stop. I keep trying to go forward. Stop. Some of us are such empaths that you don't want it to get good for yourself, because you got like almost too much of a bleeding heart codependency, where if someone's having a hard time, well, why should I prosper if someone else is having a hard time? So you're actually preventing your inheritance. There's one person in particular. You're actually preventing your inheritance because, oh my gosh, so many are suffering in the world right now. So many are suffering. They should go first. They don't have access to your divine appointment. So by you going first, by you willing to receive your divine allotment, what you do is you seal their fate, because you demonstrate that truth. And remember, we're all one. So they receive their daily dosage. Each time we awaken to new awarenesses, we awaken to new concepts, we fully enlighten. All of it collectively serves all beings. So this is very important, because someone's like, you're feeling the guilt kicking up. Well, I don't deserve to move on. Others should catch up first. You got to get to your proper place. Remember, it's like a tapestry. So what we need to honor is our divine self, not our ego that's trying to save the world. Because that's actually part of the false belief. We're all one. So I literally see, you just did it, by the way. You just slipped into those glass slippers, Cinderella's glass slippers. You just entered. You can leave. You got everything you needed for today's message. I'm teasing. Kind of, sort of. I mean, you really did. That's what you signed up for. That agreement, that consent to say yes, to say yes. So as we seal our fate, as we seal our allowance, we offer this in broad stroke occurrence, meaning all of it, not just some, not just, well, what if someone else is waiting and I don't want to use it all up? That's belief and limitation. As you claim abundance, you claim everyone's rightful passage. So as we will receive, as we will allocate, we receive in abundance. Everyone has full access. So as we pray, we allow shift, we allow change, we allow mighty orchestration. It's almost like glass slippers for all. Or boots, happen to be a gentleman. Let us pray. Let us receive. They're actually correcting me there. Let us receive. What we're receiving is light. Remember, this is the building blocks of consciousness. Everything is energy, everything is frequency. Remember, the tarot spread. As we receive light, we shift future reality. We shift our destination. We come into agreement with our completed status. Now, they want me to explain this because I just did it. As you come into agreement with completed status, it's you're coming into agreement like with the last piece. So if there's a last piece to my awakened awareness in this lifetime, even though it may seem to play out in the linear in terms of step by step by step, as we come into agreement with that last step, with that last footing in the present. So it's sort of like you're agreeing to the whole thing. When you, so fun, I'm gonna say plan a wedding. Interesting, considering. So when you plan a wedding, you kind of like, and you have a big whatever, you come into agreement with the entire menu. This is the appetizer, this is the meal, this is the dessert I wanna offer. You come into agreement with all of it, even though it's gonna be played out in sections. So as we come into agreement with our awakened status, we're saying yes to that last step in the now moment. Let us pray. Receive, dear ones, receive. All righty. All right.